Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
Now that we're getting into the later part of summer, after having enjoyed watching nest building and mating rituals and new-fledged young birds, we're seeing a big drop in bird activity and in visibility. But the birds are still there. They're just keeping a low profile because they're replacing their feathers. This is called molt. After breeding, the molting season kicks in. Molt is the systematic replacement of feathers. A feather is actually a dead structure, somewhat analogous to hair or nails in humans. The hardness of a feather is caused by the formation of the protein keratin. Since feathers can't heal themselves when they are damaged, they have to be completely replaced. The replacement of all or part of the feathers is called a molt. Molts produce feathers that match the age and sex of the bird and often produce color changes appropriate to the season.
All birds do it, from hummingbirds to penguins. Birds have to molt in order to survive because feathers wear out from physical abrasion and bleaching from the sun. Once a year, in the late summer for the temperate species, birds grow an entirely new set of feathers through a complete or partial molt of sometimes two molts a year. Molting occurs in response to a mixture of hormonal changes brought about by seasonal changes. The entire process is quite complex, and many questions remain regarding how the process is controlled. As birds grow new flight feathers, they are particularly vulnerable. During wing molt, some of their feathers will be less than full length, producing gaps in their wings, so they're not as maneuverable or powerful in flight. To minimize attracting the attention of predators, many birds, such as sparrows, warblers, and thrushes, tend to vocalize infrequently and hide in vegetation.
Groups of birds employ different strategies to fit molt into their annual schedule. Most eastern songbirds, including chestnut-sided warblers, Baltimore orioles, and indigo buntings, begin replacing their flight and body feathers shortly after their young fledge. They tend to undergo this complete molt on or near their breeding grounds, migrating south only after they have a new set of feathers. Spotting molt in action is just a matter of taking a minute to look carefully at the feathers. Molting warblers and thrushes in woodlands tend to be tricky to see, but grackles and other blackbirds in the open country are often easy to spot. Birds in heavy molt tend to be scruffy overall. Look for the contrast between new and old feathers and gaps in their wings where old feathers have been dropped and new ones have just started growing in. With an appreciation of molting, you'll see that a motley-looking bird in late summer is really in another incredible stage of a bird's life cycle, and you'll appreciate how birds prepare for their long journeys of their fall migration.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.